ABC Radio Australia.
Coca farmers in PNG have been asked to be responsible and make sure that their coca quality is always of high standards during this time of very high coca prices around the world. The hiking coca prices are due to a fall in the production of coca in some of the biggest coca producing nations in Africa. Simon Arnold, Executive Director of the Growers Association in East New Britain province, told the ABC's Caroline Tierman that a few people are putting stones and pieces of iron to increase the weight of their coca to earn more money.
We all know the prices have gone through the roof. I think here, particularly in East New Britain, our prices are up around about the 1,800, 1,900 mark. In some of the other centres, particularly Bougainville, I believe it's over 2,000 already, 2,000 kina a bag. So, you know, this hike in prices, obviously we're going to have some people who are going to be trying to cheat the system or just take shortcuts to bring their produce in. So, you know, the reasons why we are trying to find ways to make more awareness and talk about these things is to make sure that the quality is protected. Because as it stands, all it needs is for one bag with either rubbish quality cocoa or the fact that, you know, some have already tried to do this where they're, you know, putting rocks and bits of metal into the bag just to add a little bit more weight. You know, if one of these bags get through the exporter and end up with the buyer, this could potentially just devastate this industry. The buyer may choose to not buy any cocoa from Papua New Guinea anymore, and then this really good price that we're seeing now may not be around for much longer. So we just need to work together to make sure that, you know, it's not about rushing to get the bag in. This price is probably going to be around for the next 2 to 3 years. So at least if you have some cocoa, our ask is that you do it properly, follow the proper fermentation protocols that you may have come up with, and make sure that you dry your cocoa properly and bring it in. So it's not about rushing. The price is going to be around for a while. Just make sure that you do the work properly, prepare the cocoa properly so that we maintain the quality and we make sure that this price stays with us for a good while yet to make sure that, you know, our families are fed and we have food on the table. At least help us get out of this situation of poverty that we currently have.
When you say that people are putting rocks and pieces of metal in their bags of cocoa, have you had any experiences previously where maybe in other products that people were doing this?
Yes, we've had one major catastrophe some years ago where, you know, with the vanilla commodity, where we had some farmers actually, you know, start putting in 6-inch nails into the vanilla beans just to weigh the bags of vanilla to add more weight to it. So, you know, it may have not been noticed by the exporters, but when it did get to the buyers at the end of the day, that's what potentially crashed the industry. So for us here, particularly in East New Britain, so there's nobody really buying any vanilla here anymore. And this is one of the major contributing factors towards this issue that we have. So, based on this experience, we don't want another vanilla catastrophe here with the cocoa industry. So we're trying to make sure, in collaboration with exporters and the cocoa board, trying to make sure that, you know, we get this awareness out there as much as possible. So, you know, with this hike in price, there is no rush to process the cocoa. It's just done as we've always done to prepare it properly, make sure quality controls and protocols are followed so that we can be able to bring in good cocoa to the depots.
Are there differences between wet beans as opposed to the fermented beans?
The biggest differences are obviously the buying price range is very different in that wet bean at the moment is fetching probably around 4 kina, 3 to 4 kina a kilo of wet bean. And the dry bean price at the moment is fetching between 25 and 32 kina per kilo at the moment. So you can see there's a very big difference there, and obviously people would opt to take it to the next level and process their cocoa into dry beans. But I guess the biggest problem we have at the moment is the fact that we don't have enough farmers who have proper processing facilities to be able to process and produce proper dry beans. So we're getting a lot of sun-dried cocoa, which according to the regulations of the Cocoa Board is not something we should be doing, but you know, this, the unfortunate situation here is there's just not enough people with proper drying facilities.
That was Simon Arnold, Executive Director of the Growers Association in East New Britain, speaking there with reporter Caroline Tierman.